From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu has risen to 237. More than 300 are wounded. It's the deadliest attack in the country's history. Angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab. The militant group, which often claims attacks in Mogadishu, has so far stayed silent. But the Somali government and terror experts strongly believe the group was responsible. In Washington, the U.S. State Department condemned the attack, quote, in the strongest terms. Among the wounded was VOA reporter in Mogadishu, Abdul Kadir Mohamed Abdullah. Abdullah sustained injuries to the neck, hand, and burns throughout the body, but he was in good spirits as he spoke about his condition. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development. But he said President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what he believes are flaws in the agreement. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are refusing to obey an order by Iraqi soldiers to withdraw from the oil-producing city of Kirkuk. That leaves the two sides in a standoff as the deadline for leaving passes. A Kurdish security official told reporters that Iraq had told the Kurds to vacate the area after midnight Saturday local time, but he said the Peshmerga will stay put and defend their position. Reporters in the area say there have been no clashes, but fighters on both sides are poised for conflict. This is VOA News.